It's kind of becoming a deja vu moment, news of a cyber attack that originates in China.
We are obviously very concerned about Google's announcement regarding a campaign that the company believes originated in China to collect the passwords of Google email account holders.
That was Secretary of State Hillary Clinton talking about the latest breach, which reportedly was targeting high-level U.S. government officials. It's compounded by recent news of yet another attack against username and password information of tens of thousands of visitors to a Sony website, and a futile attack against the Nintendo system, which was not successful, and more attacks. We're joined now by Bruce Schneier, a security technologist and author of Beyond Fear, Thinking Sensibly About Security in an Uncertain World. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning.
Is there a real difference politically between this attack, say, on Sony and the attack on Google that they say originated in China?
You know, it's hard to know. One of the problems we have with these attacks is we don't know who does them. We know there are a lot of attacks from China. I mean, these have been going on for years. This isn't new for this year. And they do seem to be politically motivated in that they're either government-sponsored or government-tolerated against the sorts of people and groups that China might want to get information on. We also know that Sony has kind of been the whipping boy on the Internet for the past month, that if you're a hacker trying to have fun, attacking Sony is who do you attack these days? So it does seem that the attacks from China are politically motivated overall for the past several years. The attacks against Sony right now are just, you know, kids having fun. But we don't know. We're just guessing. We don't know who's doing these.
All right. So, I mean, first of all, let's kind of test out this idea of cyber warfare. You know, the recent announcement from the Pentagon that a cyber attack under certain certain circumstances could be considered an act of war. Is our networks connected to the point that someone could actually attack us in a way that would cause loss of life, that would cause enough of a disruption to be an act of war?
Probably not. At this point, no. That's much more of a movie plot than reality. But what the government said, that it isn't surprising or new or different, is that attacks are attacks. There's nothing magical about a cyber attack that makes it different. It's what you said. If an attack is sufficient to cause a loss of life and be an act of war, whether it happens via planes or cyberspace shouldn't make a difference. For example, the United States and Israel attacked Iran, destroyed a nuclear power plant. If that is an act of war with an airplane, it's an act of war with a USB memory stick, and there's no difference. So there's no surprise in the U.S. doctrine. But right now, no, cyberspace really isn't where the war is going to start, although any war would include a cyberspace component.
All right. Well, let me then test out this real attack going on from this group that calls itself Lulz Security. I don't know if they were – I don't know if anybody knows if they were responsible for the initial attack on Sony, but they are taking credit responsibility for an attack on a computer system of a company in Atlanta that partners with the FBI. They say they stole some passwords there. They also tried to hack their way into Nintendo system, and that was unsuccessful. So Lulz Security, I mean, again, I really ask this question. If it's raking into the FBI, is that then become an act of terrorism?
No. I mean, FBI computers have been broken into for as long as there have been FBI computers, right? I mean, none of this is new. This has been happening for 10 years, 15 years. You know, it might make the press more now. But no, an act of terrorism involves, you know, we know what terrorism looks like. People dying, you know. People coming home in body bags. Breaking into the FBI computers isn't terrorism. It's breaking into the FBI computers. And whether it's kids, whether it's criminals, organized crime, foreign intelligence, right, these things are not new, and cyberspace doesn't make them different. So, I mean, I would like the rhetoric to ratchet down. Because it's cyberspace doesn't make it somehow nastier. It's just where we are these days. We're on Facebook.
Which is kind of the argument of your book, Beyond Fear, Thinking Sensibly About Security in an Uncertain World. We're speaking with security technologist Bruce Schneier. So do you suspect maybe, Bruce, that the Pentagon is a little bit overreacting in calling cyber attacks an act of war?
Well, cyber attacks could be an act of war, just like a regular attack. See, really what determines what's an act of war is who's attacking you and why. Right? If two guys blow up a building, right, it's terrorism. If a country does the same thing, it's an act of war. If criminals, you know, if the mafia does it, it's something different. So, you know, knowing who did it is important, a little less than the action. And what's going on right now in the U.S. government is there's a power struggle. There's a lot of money in cyber defense. There's a lot of money, a lot of power. And there's a struggle between the FBI and DOD and DHS over who gets that budget, who gets that power. And that's why you're seeing a lot of this rhetoric.
All right.
It really is a power play looking for, you know, defense in the next century is going to be a lot of cyberspace. Who's in charge?
Well, so I guess the advice is what it always was, which is protect your password, make it difficult to figure out, and have a good firewall, right, Bruce?
You know, for us, yes. You know, good password, good antivirus, back up your systems. I mean, those are the best things you can do.
All right. Bruce Nyer, a security technologist, author of Beyond Fear, Thinking Sensibly About Security in an Uncertain World. And we're wondering if these have made you, these attacks on Nintendo, Sony, Gmail, has it made you reconsider how much personal information you give to websites over the internet, even when they say that they're security protected? How do you secure yourself? Are you feeling nervous? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Bruce Nyer, I want to point out, says, don't feel nervous.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.